From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Superintendent Kirk Reinhart said Socrates High School teacher Hope Antonelli is being reassigned pending the outcome of an investigation into an assignment she gave students last week that was viewed by members of the community as racist. Reinhart said in a statement posted on the Socrates School website, and I quote, "The district is investigating allegations of an inappropriate journaling assignment at the high school level," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "The district takes allegations of this nature very seriously and wishes to emphasize that there are existing procedures under its Dignity for All Students Act policy or to bring to the district's attention any issues of this nature." Reinhart's statement does not provide specifics, such as where Antonelli was reassigned, or explain the nature of her current responsibilities. On Tuesday, Socrates Town Board member John Schoonmaker, two candidates for town board, and some parents demand that Antonelli be fired for structuring a writing exercise around the idea that George Floyd's death was not caused by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's actions. Antonelli asserted instead that Floyd died from a heart attack and drug overdose. Reinhart said he could not discuss whether Antonelli might be fired because of the controversy or how difficult it might be to terminate the employment of a tenured union member of the faculty, other than to say, and I quote, "I am sure there is due process and protocol," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Jacobs and Julie Grace Brufick are reporting for the New York Post. House Republicans approved U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik to the GOP's number 3 leadership position May 14, officially replacing U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, who was forced out earlier this week. Stefanik landed the position on a vote of 134-46 tally after receiving an endorsement from former President Donald Trump and without a serious challenger. Speaking to reporters following her win, Stefanik thanked the former president, and I quote, "for his support," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Trump is a critical part of our Republican team," end quote. She said before going on to thank, and I quote, "the voters of New York's 21st Congressional District, whom I'm honored to represent each and every day," end quote. While she received prominent endorsements, a good number of conservatives expressed concerns about Stefanik's voting record, which was more moderate than her predecessors, arguing it could hinder her ability to speak for the conference. Read the full story in the New York Post. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Chatham School District on May 18th will be asked to approve a $33 million spending plan for the 2021-22 school year. The proposal includes a 1.76% increase in the tax levy. There are no special propositions on the ballot this year. Voters will be asked to choose 2 new members of the school board. The 3 candidates running are Denise Barry and incumbents Beth Hoover and Christopher Spencer. Spencer is the father of 3 and has lived in Chatham for 6 years. He owns an architectural firm with offices in the Hudson Valley and New York City. He was elected to the school board in 2020 and has served as board president. He is also a member of the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals. Hoover is seeking a 3rd term on the board. She is a mother and a grandmother and is currently employed as a realtor. Hoover was formerly a teacher for 35 years. Barry is a Chatham High School graduate. She was employed as a special education teacher for 40 years in the Hudson and Albany City School Districts and had a separate 30-year career as a teacher and administrator in local prisons. She currently serves on the boards of Coric and Catholic Charities. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.